Exclusive: Donald Trump Jr., the party of Liz Cheney's is over. By Hannah Blow on February 27, 2021. Orlando, Florida, the party of Liz Cheney's is over. Donald Trump Jr. told Breitbart News this week during an exclusive interview with Washington political editor Matthew Boyle at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC. Poll after poll shows former President Trump leading by double digits in a hypothetical 2024 GOP primary. A recent Rasmussen survey spoke to that fact, showing that 72% of GOP voters want the Republican Party to be more like former President Trump rather than more like the average GOP member of Congress. Even if Trump chooses not to run, the post-election sentiment among the GOP base is the desire for a fighter, Boyle pointed out. The party of Liz Cheney's is over, the former president's eldest son said. She's got the popularity of her father in a quail hunt right now. And we have to make sure we get rid of those kinds of Republicans. The GOP, Donald Trump Jr. emphasized, cannot revert back to the Republican Party of old. It's over. It's done. I mean, you know, that Republican Party, as far as I'm concerned, is non-existent anymore, meaning in terms of any real future, he said. People want those who will step up, those who will fight for freedoms, those who will fight to keep schools open, those who will fight to keep businesses open, and those who will engage with an activist media that hates their guts. Honestly, I think those are the people that have a chance of making a name for themselves and have a chance in the future of the Republican Party, he continued. You know, again, you see a quick reversion where a lot of people want to go back to the old establishment ways because they're comfortable with it because that's where they can thrive, but their constituents don't. Their constituents won't. There's a thirst out there. People want it because they had a taste of it before now with President Trump. And they want that to continue, Kimberly Guilfoyle added. Now, they know what the good life feels like. It's morning in America every day when President Trump was actually at the helm with his leadership, his principles, his unwavering courage, his faith and commitment to the American economy, to the American worker, and to making this an inclusive party. And that's what we want to be a part of and continue to be out there and fight to be that voice because so many people put all their faith in the president. In this movement, she said, adding that they are really here to say, we are not going to let you down.